Princeton, Jamaica. Bob Marley wins.
Yeah, this is my identity.
Director Kevin MacDonald starts his film at the source, the ramshackle village house where Bob Marley was born in 1945. With rare glimpses of his formative years and unprecedented interviews with friends, family, and fellow performers, he assembles a vivid portrait of the man who would become a legend through his music.
Trench Town Rock, I said, don't watch that. Trench Town Rock, if you bid me short spread.
I think people feel like they have more than just a musical connection with him. It's more than just about the fact that he wrote beautiful melodies and had a beautiful voice. It's about the fact that what he's singing about, they find relevance in. Anywhere in the developing world, people adore Bob Marley. You know, you go to India, they listen to Bob Marley. There are murals of Bob Marley in Delhi and places like that. He's literally the only icon of world music who comes from the third world. He's the third world superstar. But then in the West, I think it's more about the rebelliousness of him, the anti-establishment nature of him.
Are you a rich man? Do you have a lot of possessions?
Position make you rich? I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life.
Even at the height of his fame, Bob Marley only did a handful of filmed interviews, but the documentary had the full support and participation of the Marley family, especially his son, Ziggy Marley. He, his sisters and brothers, who also appear on camera, were young children when their father died, and Ziggy says the film taught them all a great deal about the man he was.
I think I understand my father from the film, because we saw him as such a strong man, but there was vulnerabilities in him, there was weakness in him too, there was sadness, you know, it wasn't all laughter and joy, there was a lot of sadness there too. It does make me more emotional connected to him. And I hope that people feel the same emotional connection. It's good that people idolize him, you know, but it's even better if you can feel that human connection. And that's what I hope the film does.
Ziggy Marley followed in his father's footsteps to become an international reggae star. Much of the music in Marley will be familiar to Bob Marley fans, but Kevin MacDonald is pleased he could also include previously unheard versions of some songs and a few rare live performances. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. Say, say, say,